It's not every day that we have in our midst a Gadol B'Yisrael, a Gadol B'Torah, and Baruch Hashem, we have a great zchus to have this morning such a person. And he's not in our Beit Medrash, and perhaps it could be that you boys are a little more kedusha when you were davening this morning. That's what an individual does. That's what you do for each other when you daven well. This morning we have the shlus from Nissen Kaplan Shlito, from the Rosh Yeshiva of the Beer in Eretz Yisrael. I believe it's the world's largest yeshiva. And he's in the city of Toronto over Shabbos. And we were given the opportunity, a wonderful opportunity, to have the Rosh Yeshiva, coming to address the oil. We gave a couple more seconds for the boys and great to please finish. Now, if you have to finish, just fill it, put them down and do it later. But I need you to do it now. I need you to sit down now. I need you to sit down now. If you have to take yourself, sit down now. Let's see what we're going to do in other places in a few minutes, and you're doing that just a few minutes.
About this special place. So today when I davened together and I saw every kid, every bacher davening so nicely, I was in all different schools, and it's hard to say that I saw in so much more places that every kid and everyone is davening such a beautiful tefillah with such Kavana, and everyone is busy with his own tefillah. I'm really impressed for good, surprised for good, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you kriach with your special rabbeim to carry on and to mekadeshim shemaim in such a beautiful, beautiful oifen. The pasuk brings down, we sing it in one of the songs that we have, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Zocharti loch chesed neuraich, a member, the chesed that you did to me when you were young, Klal Yisrael, lechtech acharai b'midbor, you followed me in the midbor, in the desert, in the way to Eretz Yisrael, be'eretz lo yizeruah, was no food, was nothing, and Klal Yisrael followed the Ribbono Shel Olam, and they went to Har Sinai. So for sure, the pshat in the pasuk is, what is the great thing that Klal Yisrael followed the Ribbono Shel Olam? They were in Mitzrayim, it was terrible. You know, 400 years, they were working so hard, they wanted to get out. But the Mefoshim explained that after Kriyas Yamsuf was no more men left in Mitzrayim. Pasuk says, Lo nishar ad echot. Was no men. The whole Mitzrayim was empty for men. The easiest thing was just to turn back to full country. They knew everything about the country. They knew the houses, the buildings, the economy, they know everything about this country. And there's no man, just walk back in, the country is in front of you. To walk now in the desert for years, and then to come to try to fight together at Israel. And Klal Yisrael followed the Ribbono Shel Olam. And on that, the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I will never forget it for you. But we see in this pasuk that the Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael, he did so much things. Klal Yisrael did mitzvahs all over the time. They did Korban Pesach, Mila. Klal Yisrael never stopped to do mitzvahs. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, There's one mitzvah I will never forget for you. Never forget it. You followed me in the midbar be'eretz lo yizaruah. What is so special about this? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, from all of the mitzvahs, from everything what you did, I will never forget when you were young, Nuraich, Chesed Nuraich, Lechtech Acharai Bamidbor Be'eretz Leizeruah. The Mefoshim explain, what counts is not what you do. What counts is when it's hard for a person and he takes a decision to follow, this what counts. And Klal Yisrael, everything was ready for them in Eretz Mitzrayim. They didn't know who is the Ribbono Shel Olam. For 200 years they were suffering and no one was there for them. And now they have an opportunity to stay and everything is good. Everything looks good. The other way looks irrational. Doesn't look that it could happen. But if Hashem said, they follow the Ribbono Shel Olam. And these people are successful. I'll tell you, I left the yeshiva a couple days ago. Was a boy. He came to the mirror. He was in a high school somewhere. And he came to the mirror and slowly he became a yeshiva bacher. And he had to leave for his reason 2 days early this month. Came to ask permission. I gave him permission. So it was Monday night. He was leaving the day after it. It was Monday night. It was the last night that he would be in yeshiva. So I told him, you know, you're a very serious boy. He became a serious boy. So even though you're allowed to leave tomorrow afternoon, but Monday night and the following morning, I want to see you in Bis Medrash very strong. So like this, you will not have an implement on the other boys that you're leaving early. So for sure, Rebbe, I will do my best. Monday night, he's there, he's starting to learn. Seder finishes officially 10:30. 10:15, I see he closes his Gemara and he's starting to step to the door. I call him over, I say, Yosef, a word is a word. He says, Rebbe, believe me, I would love staying. But you know, I need pocket money. My parents don't give me pocket money. So for pocket money, he gives haircuts. So I'm going to give a haircut for a boy. I need a little bit of money, I'm going back to the States, you know. How much you could make already? $5, $6 he gets for a haircut. For him it was money. So I told him, I looked at him and I told him, Yosef, nothing will come, you will never be nobody. Nothing will come out of you. He looks at me and says, what? I said, I'm telling you, nothing will come out of you. I said, Rebbe, 15 minutes early in the middle of Seder, you know how much boys are outside now? Because I'm leaving 15 minutes early, you're telling me such strong words. I said, listen to what I'm telling you. Nothing will come out of you. He said, but explain to me why. But I will tell you, if you would be a bad boy that likes to play basketball in the middle of Seder, there's a hope. Man, eventually you'll be older, you'll become a better person. I'm not worried about it. You like to schmooze, you like to go down to eat a pizza in the middle of Seder. Okay, I never yell at boys. I don't like it. But you are a good, serious boy, and you're sitting and learning. And for $5, you can't keep your word to learn. What things, when you will be older, you'll be married, and you will have a dafayoy mishir, and a $10,000 deal will come up. Say, $10,000 deal, you'll close the Gemara. Then $1 million deal will come up. When $1 million deal will come up, you will close the Shabbos also. A person that doesn't know to be Ribbono Shel Olam, I follow you, will never come to the end of the world. To win the end of the way is to know Ribbono Shel Olam. If I'm committed to you, I'm not worried about nothing. For sure not about $5. So Rebbe said, what to do? So call the guy and tell him, I'm sorry, it's in the middle of Seder. And tell me what he answers. So he goes out, he calls over the guy, tells the guy, and the guy says, no problem, a 10:45 works out for me also. He goes back to Bis Medrash and he learns till 10:45. Then he leaves. In the morning when I come into yeshiva, who is waiting for me? Yosef. With a huge smile. Yosef, what happened? He says, Rebbe, you have to hear the rest. 10:45, I went to give the haircut to this guy. I was sure he will ask for a discount. I finished to give the haircut. He gave me his $5. And believe it or not, behind me is five guys standing in line. They want haircuts. And I made another five haircuts. I never have more than two haircuts a week. five guys that I never knew standing in line and asking for a haircut. I got my message. If you follow the Ribbono Shel Olam, he takes care of you. You don't have to make your own cheshbonos. You have to follow. A person has to know in life. Zocharti lo chesed neoraych. If Klal Yisrael will stay in Mitzrayim, everything was ready for them. And the midbar, you know what, was fire, nechoshim, makravim, they didn't even make it. All of them died in the midbar. But in the end, we became Klal Yisrael. A person has to know in life, he has a decision. I know what is right, I know what is wrong. I'm taking the right decision. Even if it will look hard, even if it sometimes will look impossible. But the Ribbono Shel Olam is the one that's running the world. And if you follow him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the end shows you, he could do everything. He could send one guy to take a haircut, and he could send five guys. That guy gave six haircuts that night. And Baruch Hashem, now he has a little bit of money to spend when he comes home. I'm saying, like I started, I really wanted to speak much starker. But after I saw such a beautiful davening, and I see everyone here is really committed and nice, such, you see the shining, the Lichtkeit, the Yiddishkeit shining on your faces. So my bracha is, Be'ez Hashem, with your special Rabbein that you have, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you the Siyata Dishmaya to grow and to grow, and to Mekadeh Shem Shomayim Barabim, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach. Amen.